So I saw the report that you did about Twitter users. And I guess, first of all, tell me, I know you said it in a really simple way, have you used Twitter? How do you define that? Is it someone who has an account with Twitter? Is it someone who's gone to the site, or do you leave it to them to define?
We generally leave it to them to define. Obviously, some sites you can use without creating an account. Twitter is one of those. Other sites, make it very difficult for you, or make it impossible for you to use the site without creating an account. So, for some of those questions, you can sort of equate that to people who have actually created an account. But obviously, for Twitter, you can go on, see what other people are saying, look up hashtags and so forth without actually creating an account yourself. So, for this is more just a general measure of people who have used the site as opposed to people who have necessarily created an account.
Right. So you don't have a sense in your numbers as to how many people actually have accounts versus just using the site.
No, and I mean, obviously, there's a, Twitter has a number, has a registered users number, that's again, sort of has the opposite issue where, doesn't necessarily account for people who have multiple accounts. So at least in this particular survey, we look just generally at usage of Twitter. In the future, we may, if we find something interesting to do with it, look a little more deeply into, accounts and whether people, have multiple accounts and so forth. But at least for this one, we just wanted to get a basic read on Twitter usage in general.
Yeah. And how does it relate to, I know you'd done a question where you asked about whether people use status updates, and that included Twitter. Do you have a sense for, in looking at those numbers, does this make sense? Does it fit into what you had seen before as far as status updates in Twitter and the other question you'd
Yeah,
asked?
absolutely. So when we asked our broader question about asking people whether they went online to post or read short updates from their, post short updates themselves or read short updates from their friends on sites such as Twitter, about 24% of internet users said that they had done that. So we were expecting that when we tightened up our question wording and sort of hopefully remove things like social networking sites like Facebook or webmail clients like Gmail from the equation, that sort of assumed that that number would go down. So that Twitter being a subset of all the different places that you can post your status online, those numbers make sense to us in the sense that they went down once we tightened up our question wording a little bit.
What's the reaction been so far as the 8% number? I mean, to me, I've used Twitter for a while, and I guess for people who are on it a lot, we feel like there's a lot of people on there. There are, millions of users, et cetera. But I guess when we see a number like 8%, it feels like, well, that's kind of underwhelming.
Well, I think to give you to give you a sense of how that fits in, that's exactly as many people or as many internet users who say in our surveys that they use online dating sites. 8% of internet users say that they use an online dating site. So I think that gives people a sense of online dating sites. Obviously, I think are a site are a phenomenon that people think is fairly widespread. So when you look at it that way, I think that maybe helps people contextualize just how big this is. Also, you're talking about a country with something over 200 million adults, and if 3/4 of them go online and almost 10% of them are using Twitter, that's a fairly sizable number when you sort of think about it that way. So, I think it depends. Big and small are somewhat subjective, but it's been interesting to see people's reactions to that number. It sort of depends on who you're talking to as to just how they view that number a little bit.
Yeah, so some people look at it and say that's pretty small, and others are like that's big, and it just depends on their viewpoint,
It
basically.
depends a lot on your perspective, and I think your expectations as well.
Yeah, and have you? Lee was saying something about that you had some numbers on social media use or social networking use.
Yeah, so
And
when we ask, we in addition to our Twitter question, we have a question that we ask that basically says, do you, when you go online, do you ever use social networking sites like Facebook, MySpace, or LinkedIn? And when we ask that question, about 6 in 10 internet users say that they use one or more of those sites. We haven't probed deeply on the types of sites that people use recently, but about a year ago in September 2009, we did a little probing about the places where people actually maintained profiles. And at least at that time, about three-quarters of those social networking site users said that they had a profile on Facebook, which made it the most common site. About half said that they had a profile on MySpace, and so obviously people have, you know, a lot of folks have multiple site multiple profiles on different sites. But at least at that point, you know, and presumably now as well, you know, Facebook was the most common of those. But in general, sites like that, you know, are quite a bit more mainstream than Twitter itself is.
Yeah. So your question that you just asked recently, that's do you use social networking sites? This is something you just asked at the same time you were doing the Twitter survey?
That's correct. And that's actually that's a long-term trend question. We've been asking some variation of that for quite a few years now. But we did ask that. It's that question is actually a fairly standard question that we ask since we use that to sort of filter social networking site users so that when we're asking about, you know, how they use social networking sites later on in the survey, we can exclude people who don't use those sites so we don't beat them over the head with questions about things that they don't use.
And what's the trends that you've seen on that question about using social networking sites? Has that been going up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So to give you a sense, we first asked that in February of 2005. And at that time, it was actually about the same size as Twitter is now. So when we asked that our broad social networking question in 2005, early 2005, 8% of internet users said that they use social networking sites, much like we see with Twitter today, with about 2% doing so on a typical day. Now, as I mentioned, about 6 in 10 internet users say they use social networking sites, and almost 2 in 10, or I'm sorry, 4 in 10 actually, 37% say that they use a social networking site on a typical day. So there's been quite a bit of growth in that over the last several years.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I saw that in the numbers that you've had for blogging, that some of those numbers have actually gone down as far as, I think, teens blogging. Have you seen a correlation there where, let's say, more are using Twitter and doing status updates and social networking and doing less blogging?
Yeah, so that's actually an interesting question. So what we've seen in some of our recent work is that although the overall proportion of internet users who say that they blog has remained fairly consistent over the last few years, the distribution of that has changed a little bit, and it's exactly as you said. Younger adults and teens are a little bit less likely to say that they maintain a blog than they were a few years ago. On the other hand, older adults, so people, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old, are actually quite a bit more likely now to say that they maintain a blog than they were as recently as a few years ago. So while the overall total has remained pretty consistent, the distribution of who is blogging has changed in sort of interesting ways over the last several years. And, you know, I think we certainly, you know, look at the fact that there are so many new ways for, you know, young adults and teens to communicate, whether that's text messaging, status updates to social networking sites or Twitter accounts, and you know, and the fact that, you know, for many young adults and teenagers, you know, so much of what they do online is done in the context of you know, a small cell phone screen with a you know, a fairly small keyboard, and so you know, typing out a long form blog post in many instances is you know, not the easiest thing to do on an iPhone or some other sort of smartphone type device. So you know, it's partly that we think that you know, the sort of the mobile environment has changed the way that those young folks interact with information. They're elders who haven't quite gotten into the smartphone craze quite to the extent that they have, haven't quite reached that point yet, and so we actually see them doing a little more blogging than they were in years past. So some interesting things going on with blogging and content creation in general.
Yeah, and does that also go for readers of blogs? Do you have numbers around that as well?
I don't have those off the top of my head.
Yeah.
We haven't asked about a lot of the blog readership questions that we have asked recently deal with sort of specific types of blogs. I'd have to look up. I'd have to look up when we asked our blog readership question. I'm blanking off the top of my head when the last time we actually asked that was. Sorry.
That's all right. As far as with the Twitter survey that you did, you one of the things they talked about was sharing news items. Was that something that you had asked before on the status updates? And do you have a sense for how much sharing news is that something that's becoming a bigger thing? Less, you know, do you see any trends with that?
Yeah, so we've done some work. We did a sort of a dedicated online news survey in January of last year, and that was absolutely one of the things that really jumped out was that people are increasingly, you know, not just sharing news with their friends, but really relying on their social networks, broadly defined, to help them make sense of the things that they find in the news. And so that manifests itself in sharing news, in going to sites like Twitter or Facebook or other sort of social sites to, you know, see what types of news their friends are posting and you know, use their friends to, you know, sort of let them know what's important that's happening in the world and sort of help them think through, you know, how they should be viewing some of those issues. So that's clearly when we look at how people, you know, interact with the news environment, that social news aspect is something that clearly jumps out in our work and something that we see as, you know, being a really big change from the way people consume news as recently as a few years ago.
Right. And so I saw that was a pretty big number as far as like what people are doing on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I think, you know, one of the interesting things that I think our work sort of highlights is that, you know, the common conception or the common complaint, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, Twitter is where people go to talk about what they ate for breakfast this morning is really not necessarily true. I mean, there's, you know, obviously the most common type of posts that people are putting out there are things about stuff that happens to them in their personal lives. But, you know, they're doing a lot of other different things, too. They're going there to talk about their jobs. They're going to send out news. They're, you know, finding interesting things that they think are worth surfacing and passing those along to the people in their circle, in their social circle. So they tend to do a lot of different things in addition to personal posts. And, you know, news certainly is one of those things that, you know, seems to be very popular among the Twitterati.
Yeah, I saw that. I think it was 55% have done it and 12% do it on a kind of a regular basis.
And you know, we asked, I think about we asked about nine different types of posts that people could put out on Twitter, and the typical Twitter user did four of them, or said that they do four of them. So you know, what we see is really people, you know, doing a range of things on Twitter in addition to you know, posting about things that are going on with them personally.
And do you think this the question about Twitter specifically, do you think you'll continue to do that? Is that something you think will be important to track?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, obviously we, you know, we're always sort of thinking about how we can best design our questions to, you know, capture things that are interesting and of the moment while also allowing us to do sort of consistent comparisons over time. And so at least for the time being, until something else comes along that, you know, sort of does what Twitter does, you know, Twitter sort of holds a unique place in the market at this point and is, you know, sort of interesting in and of itself to a lot of people. And so I think for the foreseeable future, at least we see ourselves keeping this question wording and allow us to really, you know, nail down what's happening with Twitter as the, you know, in the months and years to come.